And he delivered him unto God. He did nothing back to him, but there are people like that. And Paul says, watch out for those like that. And there are other places where Paul says, watch out for those who, in Romans, cause all kinds of divisions. And Apostle John in 1 John tells us that there are those with the spirit of Antichrist, have nothing to do with them. They're enemies of Christ. Well, I better give you the third and final point. Let's look at the book of 2 Corinthians. Know your own weakness and strength. Paul tells us here in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 in verse 9. He said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Paul has to know his weakness and his strength. Somebody says this, is in the book of Proverbs, that it's better for one to conquer his own temper than one who conquers and rules a city. You have no rule and reign over the lusts of your own life, over your own temper, over your own character, over your own ethics. You're like a ruined city. Every one of us is born, and some of us are nurtured through the lack of things in our upbringing with weaknesses. Not a single one of us can say we have no weaknesses. The problem is not whether we have weaknesses. The problem is whether you know what your weaknesses are and what your strengths are. See, what are Paul's weaknesses? You know when, how will you know your weaknesses? Come back to point number one. When there is this negative pressure, find out the times when you disagree with people, when you quarrel with people. That's when you can see your weaknesses. How can I study? If I do a Bible study on Paul's weaknesses, where do I find them? I find them in Acts 15 when he quarreled with Barnabas. In fact, they had a big quarrel. And Barnabas wanted to take Mark. Paul refused to take Mark. What is happening? Barnabas was a man, a champion of the battlers. He was the one who championed Paul when Paul was rejected, correct? Everybody didn't want Paul, he championed Paul. Now, his character is there. Now, Mark is being rejected, he championed Mark. He is just being himself. Barnabas is Barnabas. Paul is being himself. He is a man of principle. See, this person has deserted us in our first trip. He will desert us again. I want nothing to do with him. Guess what? When he was an old man, he realized that people are more important than principles. Sometimes it takes aging to let us know. When you start young in life, you got this principles, knowledge, all these things. Wait, until you grow old, you realize our knowledge is limited. All your book of principles are human. Your touch of divinity. And then you realize, in the end, people are more important. Relationships are important. And so Paul, as an old man, says, bring Mark to me. He is a blessing. What happened if Mark had gone discouraged, backslidden, and died? If Barnabas didn't support him. In that particular case, in Acts 15, who is right, who is wrong? Some of you may say, Paul is right. Some of you say, Barnabas is right. Because of 2 Timothy, I believe Barnabas was right. You know why? What harm does Mark coming along can do? All the most is they will miss one person after another 6 months, correct? What harm can that do to Paul in a missionary trip? You see, you examine it on the reverse. Plus, if Paul accept Mark in 2 Timothy, it just proves that he must have realized that he was wrong. Because at that time when he reject Mark, he must have been like a strict school teacher, written that pupil off. Good for nothing. There are a lot of successful businessmen out there who are written as good for nothing. Do you know that Albert Einstein was ruled in his school as an average student? If Albert Einstein had been your classmate, you wouldn't have known it. Because half the time he's dreaming. And you wouldn't realize that he was one of the most brilliant persons in the next 10 years. He was an average student. Look at his biography. I got his biography. I hope. He was average. But when he could convert his dreams into a theory and reality, the world was astounded at what was going on in his mind. So Paul was like a master school teacher. Mark failed. If Paul gave a report on Mark, I don't think he will be of any use in the ministry now, in the past, and in the future. But he proved him wrong. Because there was a Barnabas holding on to his hand who never gave up. Who never gave up. So in the same way there, we have the third main point. Know your strengths and your weaknesses. I'm sure Paul later on discovered that his weakness was in the particular area where his strength also was. He was a teacher. He was a person of principle. That at the same time was his weakness. You will find that your weaknesses are at the same time your strength. Now, don't look in the mirror and try to find out what your weaknesses are. Full stop. Ask your loved ones. Your wife or your husband will tell you. Nobody else will tell you. Yes, even your friends and church people don't dare to tell you because they just want to be nice to you. But your husband and wife will tell you. And maybe they have told you for 100 times and it goes in one ear. It doesn't even go out the other ear. It goes in one ear, come out the same ear because the head is so thick it cannot get in. And some people, 100 people tell them that this is the problem with them and they still don't get it. And guess what? Only jail time can get it into these people. Correct? If a criminal keeps committing something wrong, somewhere the line is going to increase in infinity until he knocks something so hard. If a businessman is doing something wrong and all his advisors are telling him that it's wrong, his accountant tell him, his lawyers tell him, and he thinks he's too smart for himself, guess what? Only bankruptcy will make him learn a lesson. But we don't need these kind of lessons. We all don't need the school of jail time or the school of bankruptcy or the school of poverty to learn these things. Remember this. You can never blame God for where you are now. Where we all are the results of our decisions, our belief, our principles, all those things and our character that make us what we are. If you want to change where you are, you must take a hard, long look at whether your character has a flaw and change it, whether your principle has a flaw and change it, or something inside there that is wrong that needs to change. If you don't change, it ain't going to change. You can pray till the cows come home. No need to come home. They come home, they may produce more cows, eat, give milk, and live and die for 4 generations, and they come home about 100 times, and you still didn't change. Because this is an important law. External change can only be produced by internal change. I could feel within myself the past 10 years as I wait on the Lord, taken the quiet road, reanalyze everything I believe in, reanalyze every principle I believe in, I came to God and I said, God, I put everything back. Let me re-examine that my whole theology, my whole understanding of things, my whole methodology. Examine it and be willing to change. Character, principle, area. Because you'll find that we are human. Our understanding is not complete. And when you're willing to change, you begin to change. And sometimes, some lessons you got to learn the hard way. Because there's no other voice that we are hearing. And when we begin to change, things change. And I began to find some spiritual principles of breakthroughs. Yes. In the last 3 years, God began to show me breakthrough principles. And they are totally different from where I've seen them before. They brought me into a position of greater rest in God than I ever been. It brought me into an understanding of God that I've never had before. Some of it takes visions. Like for example, what are some of them? Like for example, God showed me His holiness at one point. Then it brought me to a deep realization. Only what is from God is truly holy. It looks at different totally. So everything that is within us needs to come from God and be from God and be in God to actually be accepted by Him. It's such a simple principle, but it goes very deep. Principles of learning to pray the Lord's Prayer. I've been praying the Lord's Prayer consistently, sometimes 3 times a day, sometimes 5 times a day. For the past, I would say, more consistently for the past 3 months. But I begin to discover things in the Lord's Prayer that I didn't see clearly before. We can see how important they are to our daily life. Or principles of overnight prayer. I rediscovered them 2 years ago. And then began to implement them this year, at the beginning of the year. Because I found that praying all night with a group and corporate was good. But I had to come to the stage where I would wait on God an entire night. And I implement it. And things started changing in my own life. Where did I get the energy from? It was some deep thing that God was doing. We need to change in order for outward things to change. In order for outward things to change. And mind you, if you don't change your character, not willing to change your principle, not willing to change your lifestyle and your methods and your Christian life, devotional. My devotional life, I've gone deeper in God. I've changed. I've not remained constant. I've changed. At the place in God more deeply in love than I've ever been in my entire life. I love waiting on God the entire night. Every beginning of the week, I look forward to Friday nights. But that was not like the way I looked forward 2 years ago or 3 years ago. Only when something started changing in my own life, then I found everything changing in my business life, in the ministry life. Things started changing. Because unless they change in you, outward change doesn't come. But it takes humility and honesty to look at yourself in God's mirror and say, Father, forgive me. And you know, one of the things I've learned, I've restudied the book of Job. Because before in the faith message, which I have steeped in, We always criticize Job for praying for the sins of his family, covering them. You know, every day. Look at what Job did. Every day he said, Father, forgive